This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
Well, now, once again, allow us to express our greetings to each of you and our gratitude for your once again offering us this opportunity. Before we begin, we would remind you that there continues to exist that opportunity for you to be involved in that silent communication, in that telepathic interaction or exchange of information. And once again, as a result of the energy that you have created in this space on this afternoon, you will find that it's quite easy for you to alter your consciousness. You have but to close your eyes and express the intent and to have that opportunity to be involved in that telecommunication, in that silent communication with other entities that would be with us on this afternoon, or once again that portion that you refer to as your higher self or that spark of consciousness that you are. And once again, as always, of course, the decision to do so is yours. It's your choice, absolutely. Now, you exist, as we have suggested, in a vibrational level that is, once again, unique when compared to other vibrational levels throughout all of creation. And the energy that you utilize to create this reality is influenced by that electromagnetic type of energy that we have referred to as the veil that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. You have, as we have suggested in the past, gone through, as a result of a human consciousness choice, a transformation, a subtle transformation in the energy that you utilize to create the reality, to create this vibrational level. We refer to it as entering into the new age and new energy. You, as a human consciousness and as individuals, began this process in the year that you would refer to as 1987, and you completed it in the year of 2012, and so you are, for all intents and purposes, when we utilize your belief in time and space, well into this new age and new energy. Now, as a result of this transformation, it's possible, not only possible, but you are accomplishing reality creation from a conscious awareness point that's been very difficult for you to achieve in your so-called past. You, as a human consciousness, have put in place this opportunity to influence and create your reality from a conscious point of view, and as a result, the conscious thoughts and feelings, the conscious desires and expectation and utilization of your imagination is influencing your reality in a manner that once again has been very difficult to achieve in the past, and has for the most intent only been accomplished by a very few entities in your so-called past, what you like to refer to as your history. Entities that developed that capacity to influence the reality from a conscious state were quite often looked upon as being somehow superior to other entities. And as a result, you had a tendency in many times to not only look upon them as being superior, but indeed held them up as something to be respected, or what you would refer to as being a godlike entity. They were simply entities who were, as you are, responsible for the creation of their reality. The only difference was that they began to understand and to apply the consciousness, awareness of the reality creation process, and to look upon this reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state as being an illusionary reality, and as a result had the expectation that it was possible to manipulate the illusion. And for some, were quite efficient at manipulating the illusion. However, you as a human consciousness, as entities involved in this creation process, once again chose to put in place a slight alteration of the energy that you utilize to create this reality that makes it possible for all of the entities existing within your vibrational level to have that opportunity to consciously influence the reality. Not only to have that opportunity, but indeed to be involved in that process of consciously influencing your reality. Now, we have suggested that you have various beliefs and belief systems. The human consciousness belief system, for example, is a belief system in which, once again, you hold beliefs that you could look upon and refer to as being your laws of physics. The human consciousness belief system is the belief system that you choose to put in place and to sustain, and that you choose to indeed participate in and to validate and perpetuate as you enter into this vibrational level. You choose to put in place the limitations of the understanding of who and what you truly are. That part of the human consciousness belief system is very difficult for you to validate or to understand that concept of the creation process, because you choose to limit your capacity to have that understanding. However, some of the other elements that you put in place, such as, for example, the belief that you need to have this passage of time and space in your reality, other beliefs like the belief that you must consume certain elements in order to continue to exist in the human consciousness state. Those are human consciousness belief systems. Very difficult for you to step outside of. Belief systems that you have agreed to participate in. And while you agree to participate in, there are entities existing within your incarnational period who go to great lengths to attempt to step outside of them to validate the illusionary reality that you exist in. Now, you have what we refer to as the societal belief system. The societal belief systems you can be aware of, and you can experience and visualize throughout various societies throughout your Earth system. Different societies that hold beliefs that influence their reality for what it is that they expect, for what it is that they experience, for what it is that they desire to experience in their day-to-day activities, and it's quite varied throughout your Earth systems, and yet each is legitimate, not one right or wrong, other than what you perceive in your awakened consciousness state to be right or wrong, but rather each a validation of a societal belief system combined with and part of the human consciousness belief system. And then involved as well in that mix of beliefs and belief systems are your individual belief systems. Your individual belief systems in what you perceive to be the type of reality that you wish to experience, what you believe to be right or wrong, what you put in place for your principles and how you apply those principles, what affects you and your liking who you are and loving yourself consciously, which in turn affects your ability to obtain what it is that you desire based upon your expectations. And so your individual belief systems influence your reality, absolutely, particularly your day-to-day activities and what it is that you experience in those day-to-day activities within the context of understanding as well that the societal belief systems and the human conscious belief systems also intertwine and play a part in this reality creation process. It's like you have a reality that seems to have some very solid substances to it in your awakened consciousness state. Limitations on what it is that you can do and what you can't do. You understand that the elements that you experience in your awakened consciousness state are comprised of what you refer to as molecules, which in turn are comprised of what you refer to as atoms. And you understand at least the concept and hold the belief that atoms have within them a certain makeup of protons and neutrons, and that they vary from atom to atom. And as a result of that, it varies the density that it combines into what you refer to as molecules. And the density of those molecules can create elements such as your air, which you find easily pass through, or some type of very solid object for which it is impossible to pass through. And yet each are combined of the same basic makeup of atoms and molecules, simply different densities, if you wish, of a similar element. And so it is that your beliefs and belief systems are made up of a combination of the human consciousness and the societal and the individual belief systems, not just one belief, but rather a combination that create the reality, that interact and influence each other. And so you have this human consciousness belief system that you have chosen to alter the very energy that you utilize to create this reality. You've all bought into that at some level of your consciousness, just like you've all bought into this creation process in which you limit your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. And so you've all agreed at some level of your consciousness to participate in the alteration of the energy that you utilize to create this reality. And as well, that decision influences each reality that you experience. If you have that human consciousness belief system combined with the societal belief system that are as well interacting with and influenced by that human consciousness belief system, and conversely the human conscious belief system to a certain extent influenced by your societal belief systems and combined with your individual belief systems to create this reality that now in this new age and new energy is being influenced by your conscious thoughts and feelings in a manner that once again has been very difficult for you to achieve in your past. And so you have this alteration of your reality, and you have individuals who are involved in utilizing their imagination and their expectation to what it is that you will experience in this reality. And once again, it's a combination of the utilization of these beliefs that interact to make it more probable for a particular reality to come into existence so that you can experience it. And so, when you have societal belief systems, the expectation of particular elements to occur, particular activities, particular realities, based upon what it is that you imagine, based upon what it is that you choose to believe, based upon what it is indeed that you feel and that you expect to occur within your reality. And as that expectation and that belief and as those choices and those decisions spread not only from each individual but into your societal belief systems and are affected once again by this human consciousness belief system, that you have created this new age and new energy where human conscious awareness, thoughts and feelings and expectations will influence your reality, so it is that you create a reality that is influenced, once again, by your human consciousness awake thoughts and feelings and expectations and imaginations. And it has an effect upon your earth and your earth systems in a manner that has been very difficult for you to achieve in your so-called past. Now, it's important to understand that right or wrong, good or bad, desirable or less than desirable, is an awake human conscious concept. It does not exist at the level from which you create your reality. There is no entity, there is no consciousness that looks upon what you experience in your awake state in this illusionary reality and suggests, oh, this would be a good reality to experience. We'll give them that reality today, but we're going to give them this reality tomorrow. This would be a more desirable reality. So because of the feelings they've been holding and they've been abiding by certain rules and regulations, then we'll give them this reality today. But if not, then we'll take that away and we'll give them this other reality that's not nearly as desirable if they don't follow the rules or the regulations, if they don't fit into the form of what this so-called other entity or other consciousness that influences your reality may believe is necessary. It does not occur that way. The stock of consciousness that you are does not judge whether it's right or wrong, but rejoices in the creative process, gives to you that which you desire, validates your beliefs and belief systems, and does so without judgment. The right or wrong, good or bad, is an awake human consciousness concept. It does not exist at the level from which you create your reality. We emphasize that particular point so that you can grasp the concept of what you experience in your awakened consciousness state, which is being influenced by your conscious thoughts, by your conscious choices and decisions, by your conscious imagination and desires, and what it is that you consciously expect to experience is being created and validated by the spark of consciousness that you are, and without judgment as to whether it's right or wrong, or good or bad, whether it's something you should or should not experience. And so when you look upon your earth systems and you see alterations and changes which have become very drastic, it's important to understand that the spark of consciousness that you are does not look upon it as being a drastic occurrence. That, once again, is an awake human consciousness concept. At the level from which you create your reality, you rejoice in the creation process that allows you to experience those activities for the opportunity to experience the intense range of emotions and feelings associated with that particular experience. Whether those emotions are positive or negative, once again, is an awake human consciousness concept, not one that you experience at the level of consciousness from which you create the reality. It's important to grasp that concept, that what you experience and what your earth system is going through is being experienced and being influenced absolutely by your conscious thoughts, by your conscious expectations. But at the same time, it's not being judged as right or wrong other than what you judge as right or wrong in your awakened consciousness state. Now, we're not saying for an instant that you shouldn't be judging something as right or wrong, desirable or less than desirable in your awakened consciousness state. Absolutely not. You need, because of your beliefs and your limitations, and because of your beliefs that you're not in control, because of your beliefs that others somehow can influence your reality without your making choices and decisions that also affect that influence of that reality, you need some type of control, if you wish. You like to have boundaries. You like to have beginnings and ends and beginnings and ends. You like to have limitations. And so when you have this concept of good or bad in your awakened consciousness state, then it allows you as well to have those intense range of emotions and feelings. But in order for you to have some type of order in your so-called awakened consciousness state, in your societal beliefs and interactions, it's necessary for you to utilize that judgment, to put in place the limitations, to put in place the rules and the regulations, to put in place this understanding of what in your awakened consciousness state you judge as being what's right or wrong. But what we're suggesting is that the spark of consciousness that you are, that creates that reality, has no such judgment, but rather gives to you that which you desire, validates what it is that you expect, validates what it is that you believe will occur. That's what we're suggesting, is that your thoughts and feelings, the choices and decisions that you make, what it is that you expect to experience in your reality, what you imagine will occur, is in this new age and new energy being created in a manner that was very difficult for you to achieve in your so-called past. You have, for example, scientists who are beginning to understand that your universe is limitless. You may have one universe. Now you're beginning to understand that there are an endless number of universes. Because you see, the only limitation to your creation process is your imagination. And so you have scientists who are beginning to believe that it's possible to experience these endless universes. Not only beginning to utilize the imagination, but have the expectation to have that experience. And as a result of this human consciousness influence upon your reality, you're beginning to have that experience, beginning to understand that the only limitation to your creation is your imagination. You also, if you were to go the other way and look within 5 years of you, you're beginning to understand as well that scientists are beginning to grasp this concept that's contained within your DNA. Are many of the potential experiences for you to have in a particular incarnational period, be they good or bad, desirable or less than desirable. Once again, that's a human consciousness concept. At the level from which you create your reality, that absolutely has no effect on whether it's good or bad, but rather a validation of what it is that you believe, a validation of what it is that you expect to experience in your awakened consciousness state. And so, your scientists have been able to understand, contained within the very DNA that is the makeup of who and what you truly are in your awakened consciousness state, that by altering the energy that surrounds the DNA, you can actually influence the physical attributes of an individual, particularly the physical attributes that occur within with regards to your health situation, the possibilities for you to experience certain abilities or disabilities can be not only influenced, but are influenced by the energy that surrounds your DNA. And scientists are beginning to not only understand, but to expect and to utilize imagination that it's possible through altering the energy that surrounds the DNA as a result of altering what it is that you desire, what it is that you think and feel, what it is that you expect to occur, you can actually alter the DNA and the physical makeup of one's body. And so, you in this new age and new energy are creating a reality in a manner that once again has been very difficult for you to achieve in your past. What becomes even more difficult for many to grasp the concept is that when you see what you in your awakened consciousness state would judge as someone as being in a very negative position, very less than desirable position. Let's say that you see someone who is homeless, who exists on the very fringes of your civilization, who struggles very hard to have what many would consider to be the very basics of the essentials to exist. When you see that individual, it becomes hard to understand when you compare that individual to the individual who has what you would refer to as a very gainful type of employment, enjoys a very modest but comfortable lifestyle. And when you compare that entity, that individual, to someone who has been what you, in terms of your judgment, in terms of financial success, has been very successful and has unlimited amounts of assets available to them, almost beyond what many would comprehend as being attainable. And when you compare that as well to the scientist who is beginning to hold the imagination and the expectation that the universe that you exist in is limitless, or that the ability to control one's physical attributes is well within your grasp, it becomes difficult to understand that from the very height of example that we have used, which would be the individual who exists on the fringes of what you would call to as being a very basic existence in your society, to that individual who has the unlimited capacity to obtain their financial success and to understand all of the complex makeup of your entire universe, utilize exactly the same methods to create the reality. They utilize exactly the same methods to create the reality. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. Know what it is that you desire. Have the expectation and imagination to bring that into your reality. Understand that there are certain physical ailments and attributes that you have chosen to experience, and that it's very difficult to alter. It's like saying someone is what you would refer to as very short in stature, and they would like to be 2 feet taller. Very difficult to achieve in this incarnational period, in this illusionary incarnational period, where you have agreed to participate. You have put in place those beliefs in your altered state of consciousness, in your between incarnational state. Very difficult to step outside of that human consciousness belief system. And so, understand that you put in place these beliefs and belief systems in your altered state of consciousness between incarnational states, that you apply them through the human consciousness belief system. And once again, very difficult to step outside of the human consciousness belief system. But on the other hand, you have a multitude of beliefs and realities that are within your influence, and that you are constantly influencing by what it is that you believe, by what it is that you desire, by your thoughts and feelings and the choices and the decisions that you make, and perhaps most importantly of all, your expectation. What do you believe is possible for you to achieve? Your expectation. You see, the individual that is achieving what you would look upon as being a very desirable reality expect to achieve that reality, expect to have those reality experiences come into their day-to-day activities. They expect it. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold, influenced by your thoughts and feelings, choices and decisions, what you believe, experience and influenced by what it is that you desire, the imagination, and once again, your expectation. If you're experiencing a reality that's less than desirable, and you consider it very difficult to have that expectation, oh, it's not for me, I can't possibly achieve that. Even if it's a goal that is indeed something that's within the grasp of the majority of your society, and yet you don't have the expectation, you don't hold the belief that you're worthy, then begin to like who you are. If you don't like who you are, take the necessary steps to change it. Put in place a list of principles. Principles that would be principles that you would like to apply. Not principles that you put in place because you want someone else to be impressed by your principles, but rather principles that you would apply, because that's the type of person that you wish to be. And when you begin to apply the principles, you begin to strengthen your character. You begin to like who you are. And when you begin to like who you are, then you begin to develop the capacity to love yourself consciously. And the key to this reality creation process, from a awakened consciousness state to get what it is that you desire, is to love yourself consciously. You are an entity that creates this reality that you experience from a position of absolute unconditional love. You know how to love. You choose to limit your capacity to understand who and what you truly are, and then consequently to limit your understanding that you are an entity that creates from a position of absolute unconditional love. You're all it is. You create your reality, and you cannot fail to come to that understanding. Pay attention to your thoughts and feelings. Pay attention to what it is that you expect to experience in your reality. Like who you are, and love yourself consciously. And you will experience the opportunity to consciously influence your reality. The reality that you experience in your so-called earth systems is the result of individual, societal, and human consciousness belief systems and expectations for those particular events to occur. From a human consciousness point, you are influencing them once again in a manner that's very difficult and has been very difficult for you to achieve in your so-called past. You do it now, whether you choose to believe or not. You, at some level of your consciousness, as a human consciousness, have agreed to participate in the alteration of the energy that you utilize to create your universe. And as a result of that agreement, your conscious thoughts and feelings, your conscious expectations and imaginations, not only will, but are influencing your reality to the extent that it may be a reality that in your awakened consciousness state you find less than desirable, but in your level of consciousness from which you create your reality, you rejoice in the success of this transformation into your new age and new energy. You are all that is. You create your reality and you cannot fail. The rest is an illusion. And it's an illusion that you're influencing consciously. Now, if you have any questions, we would be willing to attempt to answer them for you.
My friend Dr. Perlow wants to know if he should go into public or private practice.
We hesitate to give out any type of advice on what one should or should not do. See, it's a choice based upon what one expects to experience and to correct in this reality. For us to suggest that one would be preferable to the other is to suggest that we would think that one particular reality and somehow would be superior to the other. And we hold no such judgment. We look upon your reality creation process as all being successful. Even those realities that many entities look at as being less than desirable, we look upon as the creation process that indeed is a validation of their beliefs and their desires and their expectations, their choices and decisions, and that the reality creation process is highly successful, regardless of which way it goes. So, as we would not advise in any other circumstance, and we continually suggest that no matter what your reality is, it's your choice, it's your reality, and it's your experience. And so we would not advise one in any manner to influence what for us would be a positive reality, regardless of which choice is made. We have no desire to influence or to attempt to manipulate or attempt to allow someone to believe that we somehow have access to what may be a more desirable or less than desirable reality, since we look upon all of your realities as being validations of your beliefs and therefore very successful, regardless of which choice you make. You cannot fail to come to the understanding of who and what you truly are. Does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
Well, now, well, once again, we would suggest to each of you that it has been a very enjoyable afternoon, and we would like to once again express our gratitude for your allowing us this opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. And for us, it is truly a very enjoyable and a very desirable experience, and we would welcome the opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. We remind you that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level, and should you choose to interact, you have but to express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity, absolutely. And so until the next time that we have the opportunity to come and visit with you, we would bid each of you farewell with love and with peace.